We present William Boyd's An Ice Cream War, dramatized for radio by John Peacock, with Nicholas Grace as Von Bishop, William Hootkins as Temple Smith, Gerard Logan as Felix, and James Larkin as Gabriel. An Ice Cream War, Episode 2.
They're dead, Browning. Defective goods. Diseased. Useless. You can't make me pay duty on dead coffee plants.
I am sorry, but I can. You bought them in German East. This is British East.
I don't know how you can stand it.
What? Stand what?
The noise, the din, the hellish din.
Oh, my sizal decorticator. You get used to it. You don't even notice it after a while.
Bad news anyway. It's war.
That's all right. I guess I'll pay in the end.
Oh, yes. I see what you mean. Yes, yes, you're absolutely right. We'll all pay. Telegraph came 3 days ago. I've been running around the district since then, letting everyone know. It seems we declared war last week on the 4th. The news has just taken a little time to reach us out here in the 6th.
You mean the British are at war?
Of course. What do you think I've been talking about?
Well, who with?
Good Lord, man, who do you think? Our German neighbours over there. The Huns, Jerrys, Squareheads, bloody war Germani, that's who with. With whom?
The Germans? Why?
Why what?
Why are the British at war?
Oh, God. They didn't actually spell that out in the message. Something to do with mobilising and declaring war on France, I think. Anyway, whatever it was, nothing we could possibly ignore.
I see. Damn. How's that going to affect us? I guess they'll close the border for a while. Well, aren't the colonies staying neutral?
Yeah. Good God, Smith. What do you think's going on here? We're at war with Germany, and that includes those swine across the border. We're expecting an invasion any day. Tevatus is bound to be the first object of attack. I've come here to tell you to evacuate your farm. Same as I've been telling everybody close to the border.
Oh, hold on one second. Just hold on. There's going to be no evacuation here. I've got my sisal harvest to process. What am I going to do with no decorticator?
Look here, Smith.
No. You look here. You British have declared war on Germany. It's got nothing to do with me. I'm an American. Neutral. I've got no quarrel with the Germans.
Well, you're a damn fool, American. My God. If you'd heard the stories going round. Think of your wife and children, for God's sake. Matilda's English. If you get a company of German askaris in here, they won't stop to check your nationality.
Well, where are the troops?
We've got 3 battalions of the King's African Rifles, that's all. Half of them are up in Jubaland, the other half will have their work cut out defending the railway. You can't expect them to go running after every crackpot American.
Oh, no, just a minute here, Brad.
Look, I've got my orders to pull back to the railway at Voy at the first sign of attack. Now, that's my advice to you. I'm staying with my police askaris at Tevata. But, Smith, believe me, this is official advice. It's just not safe.
I'll be fine. Don't you worry.
Very well. Look, it'll only be for a few months at the most. They say there are troops coming from India. Once they're here, they'll tie everything up in no time. But just at the moment, we're a bit stretched.
Look, I'll give it some thought, huh? Let me think it over. Do be quiet, Linway.
Joseph!
Buona.
Did you remember to put vanilla essence in Glenway's porridge?
No vanilla.
No vanilla and no butter. Can you get some into Vater on your way back, Temple?
Oh, well, sure. Oh, no, I can't. I'll get him at Voy. O'Shaughnessy's left. Shut up shop in Vater.
Of course, it's a war. I forgot. All ready, Silas.
Askari. Askari, I hear.
What?
Matilda.
Look, it's Von Bishop.
You know Erich Von Bishop, Matilda. I met him and his wife when I was in Dar. A very pleasant man.
Hello, Smith. How nice to see you again. May we come in?
~1600 weight of sisal up in smoke. 2 months' work. What happens now?
I am sorry about all this. We have orders to commandeer any transport and fire all crops.
What? And those in the fields?
Orders, I'm afraid. Don't worry, Smith. I won't try too hard in your case. After all, we are almost next-door neighbors.
Hey, get away from there!
Papa!
Go inside, Glenway. Help your mother pack. What are those men doing? My God! No! No! My departed hitter! Hey! Stop it! Stop it! What in God's name do you think you're doing?
Try anything!
Give me that hammer!
Legen Sie das hinauf!
Yeah!
Nobody touches that machine, Erich!
Herr Haus, los! So, this is the factory you told me about. Very impressive, I must say. Is it economically viable, though, with such a small acreage?
I think there's a lot in favor of producing your own fiber from the crop independently. Look out there! He's ripping out the trolley lines, for God's sake! What's wrong with that man? Is he some kind of vandal?
I'm sorry. Trolley lines are required. So is fencing wire. You're lucky.
Lucky?
You have no wire fences.
Oh, yeah. I'm a lucky man.
Well, fortunes of war and all that.
I suppose you're right.
What?
Yeah, you're right, Erich. Fortunes of war. Could you provide me with an affidavit or something so I can prove things have been commandeered? For future reparations.
Yes, of course. With pleasure. I'll get one of my officers to make a note of everything taken or destroyed.
Just don't touch the decorticator, that's all. My future's in that machine. Otherwise, I'll come all the way to Dar to get you.
We have our own decorticator, Smith. We don't need yours. Krupp's decorticators, German, very efficient. 100 weight of fiber an hour. Much better than your American machines.
I don't know about that. Finnegan and Zabriskie are renowned.
Everything's ready, Buona. The buggy's loaded.
Thank you, Sada. Krupp's, did you say? Is there an agent in Mombasa, do you know?
Smith, here's your affidavit. Everything listed.
Thank you, Erich. Don't worry, Sada. Keep an eye on the place. Look after the farm and the decorticator. We'll be back in 2 months.
There. Goodbye, Smith. Mrs. Smith, I am so sorry we had to meet under these circumstances.
Remember, look after the machine. I'm holding you responsible.
Auf Wiedersehen.
Matilda, if you're going to sit with your head in a book all the way to Voy, she'll get very angry.
When are you coming back, Papa?
Soon. Very soon indeed.
Fools! Smith?
Yes?
Thought I recognized your accent. Sorry, my men were a bit premature. Trigger happy is the expression in your part of the world, I believe. Gave the children a fright, I expect. Good evening, Mrs. Smith. Sorry about all this fuss. Wheat browning here, late of tomato.
Stupid, dumb idiot! You could have killed us!
Steady on, old chap. You could have been the War Germani for all we knew. No harm done anyway, thank goodness, that's the main thing. Come across any Huns, by any chance?
Yes. They threw us off the farm this morning. Set fire to the crops.
My God, the swine. Can't say I didn't warn you. They didn't take you prisoner, though. That's a bonus. Listen, are you going on to Voy? Can I get a lift back with you?
My dear fellow, no can do.
But I'm a refugee. I'm a victim of German war crimes. Surely there's something in your rule book about care of refugees.
But you see, I'm not so sure that you are a refugee. According to Reggie, Wheat Browning, you were warned to evacuate your farm over a week ago. I'm afraid you can hardly expect us to take the consequences of your, what shall we say, your recalcitrance.
I'll go to my insurance company then, see if they can help us.
Do that. Besides, Indian Expeditionary Force C is on its way from India. Should be soon over after that. Crack Indian troops, fine body of fighting men.
Dear Father, I may as well give you this horrid secret, as by the time this letter reaches you, the news will have become stale. But we are going to take over German East Africa. We, the Palamcotta Light Infantry, left India 26 days ago and are heading for Africa on the SS Himalayan. One cannot help smiling that while all the nations of Europe are flying at each other's throats, we will be quietly snaffling the colonies. Fellow officer Bilderbeck says the war in Africa will last only 2 months. It is far too hot for sustained fighting, he says. We will all melt like ice cream in the sun. We will see. My love to all at Stackpole. Ever your affectionate son, Gabriel.
Welcome to the African Guarantee and Indemnity Company, Mr. Templesmith. Mr. SNG at your service. Here we have your policy. And this, you say, is your affidavit from Mr. Von Bishop.
Yes.
No problem. Yes. There seems to be no problem. We shall regard it as theft.
Oh, well, that's excellent.
Now, we aim to please. Is this not what they say in your country? I see it says here you are a citizen of the USA.
Indeed it is, and indeed I am.
Reimbursement shall be effected as soon as we receive our assessor's report.
Ah, an assessor's report.
Of course. Oh, simply a procedure. It's not a question of doubting you, Mr. Smith. But you can hardly expect us to take the word of our sworn enemy, Herr von Bishop.
You're right, I suppose. But my farm is now occupied by the same enemy. It is, as you might say, behind enemy lines.
Oh, alas, this war causes endless inconveniences.
At least I think it's behind enemy lines. Von Bishop might have just taken what he wanted and left. But supposing the enemy has withdrawn, would your assessor be prepared to come with me? I mean, who is your assessor, by the way?
It is I. We are very short-staffed at the moment. The international situation, you understand?
Oh, would you come?
Oh, naturally. At the African Guarantee and Indemnity Company, we aim to please.
Don't you think you're going a bit far, Smith? I mean, good God, there is meant to be a war on, you know? You can't just swan up to Heinrich Hahn and say, look here, old chap, any chance of a ceasefire while we carry out an insurance assessment?
Normally, I'd agree, but I know Von Bishop. He was practically a next-door neighbor. He's British, too.
Was British. Damn bloody traitor.
He's a farmer. He'd understand, I'm sure. If that is, he's there. For all I know, the place may be deserted. After all, Mr. S&G and I aren't soldiers. We won't be there long. Mr. S&G says it's only a formality.
Precisely, a mere formality.
Well, I don't know. I mean, we are meant to be at daggers drawn. Mind you, there hasn't been a shot fired in this area since my old bearer got it in the neck. Got it in the neck. Ha! Not bad, eh? tell you what, we've got these volunteer chaps with motorbikes, East African Mechanical Transport Corps. I take one out and drive up the road to Tevato once in a while, bit of scouting. We could get one with a sidecar. If all three of us tootled up the road, I could drop you two off a few miles away. You might even do a bit of spying while you're about it.
Sure we will.
Capital, capital.
Right, first thing tomorrow morning.
Splendid view.
Let's have some water, shall we?
Good idea, El Chat. It's like I told you, not a square head in sight. Probably find your farm deserted.
If they've touched my decorticator.
Never fear, Mr. Smith. You are covered by the African Guarantee and Indemnity Company. Have no fear.
Hun's in those trees, I'll be bound. Don't think I'll come any closer if you don't mind. How far is it to your place from here?
Oh, about 4 miles. It'll take us an hour to get there, a quick look over, then an hour back. Shouldn't be too long a wait.
Absolutely no trouble. See that outcrop there? Yeah. I'll stroll over with my binoculars, see what the old Germani are getting up to, eh?
Oh! Bloody hell, did the Germans?
Oh, bloody God!
Not even a warning.
I'm shot! Ah!
Oh, shit!
Oh, God! He's dead!
Let's get out of here!
Ah, oh, Christ! My ankle! Bloody...
Hold on, hold on! We better get S&G!
Drag him in the sidecar, but chop it!
Got him! Got him! Ah!
Damn good shots, those fellas. He was a plucky little chap for an insurance salesman. What did you say the name of his company was?
African Guarantee and Indemnity Company.
Must bear that in mind.
Won't get another insurance salesman up there now.
If you ask me, the only way you're going to get back to that farm of yours is to join the army and fight your way there.
You know, I think you may be right.
No, just packing up my kit, Cobb. I've been summoned over to the Fox and Rajputs. They'll be landing first.
Do you know where we're going, Bilderbeck? Dar es Salaam?
I shouldn't really tell you, but No, it's Tanga, a port to the north of Dar, starting point for the northern railway that runs up to Kilimanjaro.
Are we invading Tanga?
Well, that's the idea. It's the first invasion of a hostile beach for 40 years or thereabouts, and they pick this lot. There's another problem, though. It seems that the Navy made a truce with the German governor at Tanga at the very beginning of the war. Now the Navy are insisting that we must inform the authorities there that belligerent hostilities are going to be resumed. They feel their dignity demands an official cancellation of the truce.
An official cancellation of the truce? Good Lord. Isn't that a bit... I mean, won't the Germans know that we're going to attack?
Of course they will. Of course they will! Try telling that to the Navy! See you in Africa, Cobb.
My dear Gabriel, the news from France is most depressing. Your father says we have lost a battle at a place called Mons. He has pinned a large map on the library wall where the entire household is invited each day to hear the latest news of the fighting. Caris is well, despite a cold. She was so sad after you had gone, but has buckled down with a will, helping to collect provisions for the poor Belgians.
From reliable information received, it appears improbable that the enemy will actively oppose our landing on the beach at Tanga. We start landing troops the day after tomorrow at 1800 hours.
Dear Gabe, you will have heard from Mother I am not to be called to the colours due to my poor eyesight. Such a disgrace. Father practically accused me of arrant cowardice. It was pointless of me to remind him that there are so many volunteers that anyone not 100% fit is turned away. Cyril, of course, was snapped up. I've never seen anyone looking so pleased. Holland was also rejected by the army. We are going up to Oxford together. Your dear wife remains in the cottage.
Company A, Pelham Cotter Light Infantry, led by Cobb, will be the first to go ashore. Lighters will leave the Humayun at 1600 hours.
My darling Gaby, how I miss you. Our little cottage seems so quiet and empty. I want my big, strong boy back beside me and to take me in his arms. You will be careful, won't you, darling? I want my Gaby back in one piece, so don't go trying to be a hero.
Let's see the map again, Gleason, before we jump into the briny.
What's this mark?
It's a railway cutting between the landing beaches and Tanga. There'll be bridges over it, I think. Should be anyway.
Yeah, anyone know what the country's like beyond the beach?
Someone's put rubber down here. I assume that means rubber plantations.
Are the North Lanks landing on our beach?
I don't think so. They're around on the other side of the headland, Tanga side, Beach C. No, sorry, Beach B.
Actually, it's Beach C, I think. In fact, as they're regular British troops, aren't we meant to be landing with them? It's Beach C.
Are you sure? I thought the colonel said we land here, Beach A.
Listen. That must be the Rajputs. Landing now.
Right, Cobb. Get A Company landed. Report to the beach officer at our assembly point. You should be able to wade ashore from here.
Off you go, Gleason.
Bloody deep! Up to your neck! Better warn the men, sir!
And who in God's name? Cobb, what are you doing here?
Bildebeck,
you're not meant to be landing till tomorrow morning. Beach C. There's no room here for another battalion.
What should I do with Company A?
Oh, God.
I'll see if I can get a message through to Santorus. Stop the other companies landing.
What's going on?
The Rajputs are attacking Tanga, so I'd better get off.
I say, thanks, Bildebeck. Out there in the bush, Gleason, there are men, Rajputs, marching out to war.
Yes, sir.
Onward, Christian soldier.
The show seems to be on, sir.
That's damn heavy. I thought this landing was meant to be unopposed.
You're right, sir.
Just going for a squat, please.
Oh, God.
Christ. All right, Cobb. You look dreadful.
Tommy upset, that's all. What's happened?
A bloody shambles, that's what. Bloody shambles, to put it mildly. Bloody damn fool Navy, that's what. When they decided to sail into Tanga Harbor yesterday morning to cancel that idiotic truce business, they gave the Germans 24 hours warning of our attack. Just enough time for Letovorbeck to get his troops down from Moshi by rail.
So Tanga was deserted?
Oh, it was.
And now it's well defended.
It's getting stronger by the hour. Pipe?
No, thanks.
Anyway, we're attacking tomorrow. The advance is ordered for midday.
Are the north flanks ashore?
Oh, yes. They'll be on the left.
Good.
But what about the right, huh? Who in God's name will be on the right? Your lot. Crowd of bloody catch-me-quicks, that's who.
That must mean we advance.
Eddie Gleason?
Think it'll go off all right. The attack, I mean, not my gun.
That's the first time you've seen active service?
Yes, sir.
Me too. We'll be all right, Gleason. Company A! Advance! What's that over there, Gleason? Beyond the railway cutting. Looks like puffs of smoke. We're being shot at.
There's no sound, sir.
Hold! Look, over there, Gleason, the air's thick with bullets.
There's no sound of firing, sir.
Oh, Christ! I've been hit in the neck. And the hand.
It's bees, sir.
Jeez. Oh.
I've practically been stung to death. Look! Over there. Bloody native beehives.
Come on.
What?
Where? The ditch.
Where?
Into
where?
The ditch!
Put mud on my neck. Please, sir.
You're all right,
please. Please, mud on my neck.
Everything's all right. You're all right, Gleason.
My hands. Look at my hands.
Looks as if you're wearing cricket gloves, don't you, eh? Where's the rest of our men? No sign of them. A swine. A cowardly swine. Now what? Do you feel you can move on?
Yes, sir.
Let's go down the ditch. We'll never cross the cutting here. Mm-hmm. Forward, then. We're in the town, I think. What time do you make it? Somewhere I've lost my watch.
Almost four, I think. Can't see my watch face. It's covered in mud. No. Stopped at 3:10.
Look. The north flanks are across the cutting.
What should we do?
Let's go and join them, yes?
Right.
Oh, you!
Yes?
You speak Indian?
Oh. Oh, sorry, sir. It's them bleeding diggers in Kashmir Rifles just down the road there. Every time we show our faces, they bloody shoot at us.
I speak Hindi.
Talk to them, will you, Lieutenant?
Sir.
There's quite a fight here, judging by the number of bodies.
Yes, sir. We had the signal to fall back. They got jerrys in every bloody house. But those daft buggers keep shooting at us. Yeah. They're guarding the bridge back across the cutting. None of them speaks English. What happened to the lieutenant, sir? His face, if you'll excuse me asking.
He was stung by bees. My whole company was attacked and driven off.
By bees?
Yes, millions of them.
Squareheads, eh? Bloody amazing. They think of everything.
Down, sir!
We want to get out of here, sir. Don't want to get caught by them jerry niggers with their begging bayonets.
It's all clear now, sir. We can go.
Where's Lieutenant Gleason?
The one with the swollen face, sir. He's been hit, sir. Got him with that last volley.
Wait here.
Got to move, sir. Can't wait.
Where is he?
Against that wall, sir. Bullet stuck his jaw clean off.
What?
Wouldn't think the human tongue was so big, would you, sir? Looks like a cravat.
He's alive.
Got to be moving, sir.
Gleason, he's alive.
Just the man.
Bilderbeck. My Lieutenant Gleason.
This way. Just the man. See them sepoys. Tell them to get up.
But
tell them to take up firing positions down the road.
I'm afraid I don't speak the language.
What? Oh, never mind. Get up! Get up, cowardly scum! You! Get up!
Bilderbeck, my lieutenant...
I warn you!
Listen!
Get up, you filthy coward! Get up! I am ordering you to get to your feet and take up a firing position at the end of the rope. Right! That's the third today, Cobb. Bloody day. Everybody ran for it. You should see the beaches. Mass panic, people swimming out to the lighters. Disgusting.
What's going on?
Well, we've been well and truly cut to pieces on the left. 50% casualties in the 101st Grenadiers. The line's in tatters, thanks to all the bloody cowards who ran away. Tanga's far more defended than we thought. Every building's a blockhouse. It's all gone wrong. Even our general's got no spunk for a fight.
I suppose I should try and get back to my men.
They'll be all on the beach by now. You might find some of your men on the left of the line by the cemetery. There's a mixed lot of North Lancs and Grenadiers around there. Go back down the road, take the first track on the right that's marked with a red and white stake. That'll take you along to the cemetery. I'd better get back to headquarters. See you later, Cobb. Pick up Hockley on your way. He'll show you.
Sun's going down, Hockley.
Aye. Guns don't stop, though. You get used to it after a time. No worse than birds.
That looks like an outpost of our line over there.
Sir?
You know what I feel like, Hockley?
No, sir?
I feel like a mother looking for lost children in the park.
Yes, sir. Look, sir, they look like African troops, sir. They're wearing khaki and those, tarbooshes. They've seen us anyway.
Must be the King's African Rifles. They're coming towards us.
But the KAR weren't in the expeditionary force, sir.
Halt!
Oh, God, sir! It's the Jerry Niggers! Run, sir!
Faster!
In episode 2 of William Boyd's An Ice Cream War, which was dramatized for radio by John Peacock, Temple Smith was William Hootkins, Weech Browning, Nicholas Bolton, and Eric von Bishop, Nicholas Grace. Liesel was Daniel Allen, Matilda, Vivian Rochester, Hammerstein, Philip Anthony, and Bilderbeck, Gareth Armstrong. Gabriel was James Larkin, Mr. Essengy, Lyndon Gregory, and Coots, James Taylor. Gleason was Dominic Letts, Mrs. Cobb, Diana Hoddenott, and Felix, Gerard Logan. William Boyd's An Ice Cream War was directed by Owen O'Callaghan.